join the Mission Aviation Fellowship。蔡牧师可能是唯一的一个第一个中国的飞机驾驶员参加这个 Mission Aviation Fellowship， 这是美国这个航空这个宣教协会的这个代表。十年前神又感动他说，他可不可以进到中国，可不可以到国内？那我相信上帝也使用他跟他的妻子，还有他们的孩子，就是他在国内的时候也考上了一个很重要的一个执照，这个执照就是你有一个 license to do 这个 counseling 或者 do 这个 psychology 的一些咨询，心理上的咨询。那他用了这一个执照，就有一个平台，有一个 office。啊，等一下我盼望他可以交通更多这些事情。Okay. The reason we ask you stay with us, all the young men or young ladies, because we are going to translate the messages into English also. Okay. Abraham, you want to translate it directly?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. 好吧，要我们特别请 Abraham。我这次我要请这个蔡牧师站在下面。Okay, yeah. 好。Yeah. Abraham, 你看你在哪里都可以。啊，在哪里？啊啊，嗯哼，嗯哼 ，Yes. Oh, yes. Jack, how about the? I'll give my to Pastor Chai, and you still.
Okay. 大家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
还有新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
我觉得我有个荣幸。
I'm very honored.
今年是第一个主日能够在这个地方跟大家见面。
It's the first Sunday I can see every one of you here. It's a great honor.
所以谢谢牧师啊。这个还有弟兄姐妹能够很高兴再次见面。
I would thank Pastor Yang and all the brothers and sisters. It's very happy to see you all here.
因为新的一年嘛，我一直在祷告，跟他分享什么。
Because it's a new year, I was kind of always pray what should I share with you.
那我就想到这个牛奶与蜜之地。
I just thought of the topic of the land of milk and honey.
当我们想到牛奶与蜜之地的时候，你会想到什么？
When we think about the land of a field of milk and honey, what do you think about it?
我们一定会想到说一个不会有任何困难、任何问题的一个状态。
We probably think that a land that was full with everything is peaceful, nothing, no trouble at all.
人犯罪以后啊，人犯罪以后。
As people have sinned.
其实一直在找一个没有问题的地方。
And they're always looking for a place that's no problem, no trouble, no problem.
但是我们永远找不到。
But we never find it.
即使我们找到耶稣基督的时候，
even when we meet Jesus Christ,
我们还是很多困难，很多问题。
We still have a lot of problems and troubles.
有一年我到新西兰去哈。
One year I went to New Zealand.
我去带领一个聚会。
I lead a worship.
然后我有好多同学在那边。
I have a lot of classmates there.
都是飞行员。
They're all pilots.
那边有一个。地方我们称作大鹏村呢。
There's a place we call the 大鹏 village.
就是你们大鹏的意思就是飞行的意思。
大鹏 means just fly.
就是，然后很多人都是飞行员就是。
They're all pilots.
都是我的同学啊。
It's all my classmates.
我以前的一起的同事。
All my colleagues.
那其中有一位信主了。
There's one of them Christian.
所以他知道我去的时候很高兴。
So he know I came. He was very happy.
所以他问我说，你服侍完了以后一定要留在这个地方至少一天。
And he said after you take lead us worship, you have to stay here for at least one day.
因为我们这些同学们呢要一起聚集一下。
Because we are classmates who are got to have a reunion together.
那我说当然一定要留下来。
Then said, of course I'll stay.
那么多年没有见面，我当然要跟大家一起见面。
So many times we have so many years.
那我一进到
I want to see each other.
那一天就聚集了二十几个飞行员。
There's about 20 some pilots there.
对，好大好大的家。
It's a big family.
大家去过新西兰就知道，世界真是漂亮。
If you go to New Zealand, you probably know the world is really beautiful.
所以我们就一起包水饺啊，一起聊天。
So we have get together, make dumplings, and have a talking, you know, good time.
那然后我们就开始，我们就一些交通啊。
So we have a fellowship and a talking.
那越越男生要谈话要谈到很深入，很不容易的。
The man, if we want to talk, if we get very deep communication, it's not that easy.
人年纪大了以后啊，越来越真实的。
When we get older, older, we become near to each other.
越年轻越不真实。
The younger we are, the less honest towards each other.
这个当然年轻人同意吧。
The young people here may not agree that.
因为我曾经也年轻过。
Because I was young, though.
对你，这是人生啊，真的。
This is human life, you know.
那这些让我们的同学就见面，然后越谈就越深入。
When we talk to each other, we have a very talk in a very detailed, deep talking.
他们就说啊，我们就是飞行那么多年了，退休了。
We talk about we fly so many years and we retire.
我们很有钱。
And we have a lot of money.
我们希望啊，找一个到世界上找一个很舒服的地方。
We hope to find some place in the world that very comfortable place.
然后能够安享余年。
And we can like enjoy the rest of life.
买很大的房子。
And buy a big house.
然后赶快到那边享受哈。
And enjoy our life.
然后每天呢就去打高尔夫球。
And play golf every day.
每天可以睡到自然醒。
And sleep until you wake up.
那个
without alarm clock.
在职场打拼的人呢、啊。
And those who are still in the fighting in their career.
对这些人来讲哈，这种人的生活是最羡慕的。
And they all looking forward this time.
我有一天在 Michigan 分享哈。
One time I was in Michigan.
我这一天都是大学生在分享。
I was share with a group of college students.
我说你们的未来的目标是什么
？I said, "What's your future goal?"
结果有一个人真的说出来了。
And one person said.
他说我希望能够尽快赚很多钱。
I want to earn lots of money in a very shortest time as possible.
然后能够就是不工作了。
And then I just quit my job.
然后能够不要再听闹钟把我叫醒。
And then I don't have to have the alarm clock waking up every morning.
这就是牛奶隐秘之地吗
？Is this the milk? Is the land of the milk?
其实我们还值得去思考。
Is this really make us think?
然后后来他们就他们就告诉我说，
me,
哇，这就是我们的目标啊。
This is our goal.
而且我们达到了。
And those pilots said, "It's our goal, and we have reached."
当我听到他这句话的时候
，When I hear what he said,
我就在想说，这是牛奶隐秘之地吗
？I think about it, is this a land of milk and honey?
这是圣经所说的牛奶隐秘之地。
Is that what Bible talk about?
真的值得我们去思考一下。
Land of milk.
不管我们今天多大年纪哈。
No matter how old we are today.
我们在什么光景之下
？What situation we're in?
我们现在。寻求什么东西
？What are we seeking for? What are we pursuing?
其实每一个都在寻求牛奶隐秘之地。
So everyone is pursuing something.
但是什么是我们的牛奶隐秘之地
？What is the our land of milk and honey?
那我就另外一个对比的状态哈。
Another situation kind of.
因为我现在在做心理辅导嘛。
Because I'm doing a psychiatrist counseling.
来到我这边来的人哈。
Whoever come to me,
都是有很多问题啊。
There's lots of problems.
人生碰到了一些状况，不知道怎么办。
In their life, they run into a situation they don't know.
被困住了。
And it's kind of bounded.
或者我们叫被卡住啊。
Or be stuck.
啊，就 stuck 对不对？然后呢就被捆绑住。
And it was bounded.
Bounded. 那什么叫捆绑啊
？And what does mean that being bounded?
中文有一句话讲得很好。
In Chinese, there's a saying.
还有个不得不然，听懂了？不得不然呢、啊？
就是 you have
非做不可的意思嘛，对不对
？You have no choice.
其实中文这句话讲的非常好，把那个捆绑的意思形容的真的是惟妙惟肖。
And in Chinese, this saying is very vivid. To talk about the situation people in bondage.
我相信每一个人都有这种经历哈。
So I believe everyone has the same experience.
就是不得不然。
In some situation,
我明明知道这个不应该去做。
I don't know this. I shouldn't do this, but.
但是我去做。
But I do.
我明明知道这个应该去做。
I know this. I should do.
但我不做。
But I cannot.
所以这是保罗的叹息嘛。
And this is what Paul signed for.
保罗在罗马书第七章，他很感慨地说了这句话。
In Romans chapter 7, that Paul said.
他是基督徒啊。
He is a Christian. You know?
那这些人的状态哈、哦。
And this person's, those persons, they're looking for a good place. They're looking for the promised land. Where is that?
我那时候就是因为我去参加那个，我去带领那个聚会以后，跟同学，一个同学会议下来啊。
When I lead this gathering, a couple of classmates.
然后我就给我很大的感慨。
And I was given a big thinking and shock.
就是两个强烈的对比。
And this is both contrast.
这些人安享余年。
And one group of people, they enjoy their rest of life.
这些另一群人啊，还在为生命中挣扎。
They still struggle in their life.
都在寻找牛奶与蜜蜜蜜蜜.
They are looking for the promised land.
那到底哪一个才是?
And which one is it?
那以色列人也是啊.
And Israelites is the same thing.
上帝应许他们.
And God promised them.
其实以色列人就是今天我们所有信耶稣的人都是 因信而成为以色列人嘛.
And Israelites is just like today our Christian. We all by faith we become Israelites.
而且神都应许给我们一个牛奶与蜜蜜蜜蜜蜜.
And God gave us say he will give us a promised land.
一个就是所谓的迦南地哈。
A land of Canaan.
那这正好中国今年又快到了哈。
And it's Chinese New Year is going to come.
那中国也是讲福嘛。
And Chinese always talk about the 福 blessing.
其实那个福也就是所谓的牛奶与蜜之地。
And the blessing is also it's a promised land.
所以我们都希望能够在我们人生的各个层面， 我们的工作，我们的婚姻，我们的家庭， 我们的事业，我们的人生呢， 都蒙福。
And we all want to be blessed, our career, our family, our marriage and children, whatsoever.
那这个也就是所谓的牛奶与蜜之地。
And this is what we're seeking for, a promised land.
好，那我们来看一看啊，圣经怎么来说这段话。
So let's look at what the Christian Bible says.
那今天的圣经呢，就是读今天的经文，在生命记的十一章啊，第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
10.
Chapter 10.
Eleven. I'm sorry. Yes.
Chapter 11.
那个十一章的十到十二节啊，我
Chapter 11, verse 1 through 12.
10 to 12. Okay. 好，那我来念给大家听。就是在生命记十一章的十到十二节，他说：“你们要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种、用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。” 你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。你要读吧，还是
？Yeah, okay. I just want to read the verse. I'm getting old.
So the Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 10 to 12. The land you are entered to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated it for food as a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of it is the land of mountains and valleys and rains from the heavens. It is the land God, Lord your God cares for, and the eyes of the Lord your God are continued on it from the beginning to the year of the year to its end.
总而言之，其实神给我们一个非常美好的地方。
So basically, that was says God gave us a very beautiful place.
换言之，就是给我们一个非常美好的生命。
And give us a very good life.
那但是哈，每一个人会不同的角度来看这个生命。
But everyone look at our life in a different angle.
所以我们先看哈。 十二个大家都知道十二个探子去看这个迦南地啊。
So if you know history, the Bible says the 12 spies went to see the Canaan.
那有十个人怎么说呢？
And 10 of them, what they said.
民数记的13章27节。
In the Numbers.
我念给大家听好了，我们就你们来看，就是我们到了你们你所打发我们去的那地。 果然是牛奶与蜜之地，就表示那地方非常的好。这就是那地的果子，他们也把果子带回来。因为今天早上牧师在讲去以色列啊，有一年我们在以色列开会，我们也去以色列整个走了一趟，走了一遍，那边的果实非常的好。
And this ten spies said, well, we went to there, that's a good land. Here's the fruit there. Here's the fruit we brought from that land. And also, that place, you know, if you ever go to that place, you will see it's really a good place.
所以，然后住在那地的 民，他说然而啊，中文也翻得很好，就是然而住在那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人啊。
And then he said, but the people live there are huge, are tall, and the city is huge, and also I see the people from Anak.
So they saw the place, it's good,
it's a beautiful place. But they saw the difficulties as well.
So they
said, wow, that's really difficult.
We
believe that God gave us a good life.
We
also see a lot of
difficulties.
We also see a lot of things you lack. We saw that it's impossible.
So, 接着31节讲说, 我们不能上去攻击那民, 因为他们比我们强壮。
So this 10th spy says that we cannot go there and attack them because they are stronger than us.
那我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那看见亚纳族人，据我们看自己如同蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
And it said that the place we went there, there's a lot of people with a taller and a big size, and they, even we see the annex, and when they saw us, just like we saw ourselves, it's like locusts.
所以这很有意思啊 ，grasshopper 啊
，grasshopper
那个据我们看自己如蚱蜢一样，我们碰到困难的时候啊。我们看自己真的很渺小。
So a lot of times when we not in our life when we face the difficulties and we saw ourselves as a grasshopper.
然后那他们据他们来看我那是猜测哈，据他们来看我也是这样。
And they look at us as like a grasshopper as well.
对，所以到后来他说了更过分了。那以色列
And in the end, he talk about even.
他想像说，耶和华因为恨我们
呢。And he said, well, because Lord is hates us.
所以将我们从埃及地领出来
，So he took us out of Egypt，
要交在亚摩利人手中
，and gave us to Amalek，
然后除灭我们
，and want to destroy us。
我们上哪里去呢
？Where should we go？
所以这个你看，当我们碰到困难的时候
，So you can see when we see face the difficult，
上帝在我们身上所做的一切的好事
，and all the things God do to us, the good things to us，
全部不见了
，and all gone，
不但不见了。
Not only gone.
而且我们会说上帝恨我。
And we will say God hates us.
所以才把我带到这边来。
So that God leads us.
什么牛奶与蜜之地啊？
And this,
换言之就是这样子，对，这是抱怨。
This is a complaint.
因为他们看到的全部都是困难。
And all they see is difficult.
就看不见那个美好。
They see, don't see the beauty.
所以总结来讲啊。
So in summary.
这十个人怎么看呢？
哦 ，this temple.
这是一个很好的地方。
They see that it's a good place.
但是非常的困难。
It's very difficult.
困难到几乎不可能。
And the difficulty is so big, it's impossible.
等于上帝白说了这句话。
And so God say this, they gave us a good promised land is to say.
因为亚纳族人太高大。
Because Anak people.
我们太渺小。
We're too small.
他们太强大。
They're too strong.
我们太弱小。
We're too weak.
困难太大。
And too much.
我们没有能力能够胜过。
We have no power to do it.
所以这个地方是一个好地方。
This is a good place.
但是我们不想要。
So we cannot.
这是一个很好的选择哈。
This is a good choice.
但是我们不愿意。
But we don't want.
我知道这件事情，这种某种状况对我是好的。
I know certain situation is good to me.
但是我不想要。
But I don't want to have it.
因为我们在帮助很多人的时候
，When I help a lot of people,
很多人都知道我需要被帮助。
A lot of people know.That I need help.
其实他不想要
，but they don't want it.
他不愿意
，it is not willing.
很多人都知道信耶稣很好
，a lot of people know that believe become a Christian.
但是他不要
，God is good.
所以
they don't want it.
这个是我们的光景
，this is our situation.
所以最后就总结来讲，就是神不可信。
So in summary, that God is not trustworthy.
因为神不爱我
，because God don't love me.
你看，更严重就是神恨我
，and even that.Come to that God hates me.
把我从埃及带出来。
And taking me out of Egypt.
我虽然在埃及很多抱怨哈。
Even in Egypt, I'm not that good. I'm not to complain.
结果带出来以后啊。
But when out of that.
结果更不好。
That's even worse.
所以这个牛奶与蜜之地到底是什么
？So what's the promised land?
所以换言之，这十个人来讲的话。
So from this 10 spies.
这个不是所谓的牛奶与蜜之地。
It's not good promised.
他们不想要嘛。
Because they don't want it.
那另外有两个人就是约书亚跟加勒
and Joshua and Caleb.
那约书亚跟加勒怎么说
And how they say it?
我觉得《民数记》第一章三十节这么说。
Numbers, chapter one, verse thirty.
Verse thirty. Okay. 他非常积极，他想说，我们呢立刻上去得那地吧。
It's very positive. It's let's go ahead to get this land.
我们足能得胜。
And we will surely be victor.
我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
And the land we go through is a very beautiful land.
耶和华若喜悦我们
，If God please,
就必将我们领进那地。
It will lead us into the
land. 把那地赐给我们。
They will give us this land.
那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。
And the land is the milk, flow of the milk and honey.
所以我们不可背叛耶和华。
So we're not rebelling against God.
也不要怕那地的居民。
And not afraid of those people live there.
因为他们是我们的食物。
Because they are our food.
这非常棒的一个态度啊。
And this is very strong.
他所看见的都是困难。
And
he 他也看见困难。
He also saw difficulty.
但是他说这个困难会成为我的食物。
But he saw the difficulty to become my food.
他接着怎么说呢？因为他们的已经离开他们。
Instead of who protect them is already left them.
那今天有耶和华与我们同在。
And God is with us.
就不要怕他们。
So don't be afraid.
所以这个是耶稣亚跟加勒所说的。
Joshua and Caleb,
看同样的地方。
Attitude,
所以
same place.
他说这个是一个美地。
And this is a beautiful.
确实有很多的困难。
There's a lot of.
有很多的挑战。
There are a lot of challenges.
但是我们能够胜它。
But we can overcome.
所以这些困难会成为我的食物。
And those difficulties become my food.
因为耶和华与我同在。
Because God is with us.
所以我们只要相信。
As long as we trust.
我们只要愿意。
As long as we're willing.
这个地方真的是牛奶与蜜。
And this is the good land of milk and honey.
所以你看，这同样的人呢，去看一个地方啊，有很大的不同啊。
Same place, people look at it can be different.
最主要的关键呢，就是看见。
The key point is you see.
每一个人看同样的地方，遭遇同样的事情。
When we look at the same thing and encounter the same situation,
反应完全不一样。
We can have a different reaction.
它的最关键就是它里头的看见。
The most important thing is the inside what he sees.
换言之，就是我们对上帝的认识。
In other words, how we know God.
在诗篇啊，二十七篇的十三节十四节吧。
Psalm 27, verse 13 and 14.
他讲的这句话讲的非常好。
He said.
他说如果我们不是在活人之地啊，看见神的恩惠，中文讲恩惠啊，其实就是上帝的 goodness， 就是上帝的美好，我们早就上当。
He said, "I already dismayed if I not see the grace of God in the living land."
Yeah, the land of living. Yeah. 那不管怎么样哈，就是我们要在活人之地，就在我们的现实的生活里头，我们可以看见神的恩惠，看见神的美好。
Basically said we in our reality, in our real life, we should be able to see God's grace and the goodness of God.
所以我们就对遭遇的问题、遭遇的事情哈，我们的诠释会非常的不一样。
So if we see the goodness of God and the grace of God, then we have a quite different interpretation of the situation we encountered.
所以这个，所以我们要学习就是来用神的眼光来看。我们发在我们生命中所遭遇的任何的状况。
So we got to learn that in the, from the God's side, that look at the situation we encountered in our life.
那我们的看见啊，跟我们接受真相的程度啊，有正比的关系。
The things we can see, really see, and the things we can face the reality is has a proportion, positive.
我自己发现啊，很多人他看见会不一有扭曲哈。
I find that sometimes the people seeing things have been tortured.
他最主要的原因哈，是因为他不接受真相。
The main reason is he cannot face the reality.
其实人信主啊，他为什么会承认我有罪？
Why people come to Christ can confess I'm a sinner?
因为我接受真相。
Because I face the reality.
因为那真相就是我是犯罪的。
And the reality is I'm a sinner. I'm committed.
那人哈，如果说他接受真相或者否定真相的那个状况越多的话，他这个人越扭曲。
If we
大家同意这句话。
More we deny the reality, the more we can distort our vision to the world.
那神是一个真实的神吗？
God is a real God.
他绝对不说话，不说谎的。
He never lies.
所以他就是要让我们去接受那个真相。
He wants us to face the reality.
但是真相往往很痛苦。
Sometimes the reality is painful.
因为我犯了那么多的罪。
Because I committed so many sins.
哇，我有这么多的困难。
I have so many difficult.
那就是这些东西害了我。
All those things that destroyed me.
那我先要去接受它。
And I have to face.
要去承认它。
I have to acknowledge that.
太困难。
And it's so difficult.
所以这就是啊，其实这就是会影响到我们的看法。
That's what that's affect our views.
所以你那这个那我们等一下后面再讲好了。那我们再看。摩西怎么来看这个牛奶与蜜之
？And how Moses look at the promised land?
摩西没有进入迦南地。
And Moses didn't get into chance to get into the promised land.
这个是生命记第一章二十九到三十一节这么说哈。
And Deuteronomy chapter 129 to 31.
他说不要惊恐，也不要怕他们。
Don't be dismayed, don't be afraid.
在你们前面行的耶和华，你们的神必为你们征战。
Because Lord will fight for you.
正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样，因为他们在埃及在旷野中的经历他们都看见。
It's just like that God has done in Egypt and in the wilderness.
你们在旷野所行的路上啊，也呈现耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同抚养儿子一般，只等到你们来到这个地方。
And you see that when in the wilderness that the Godraise you and just like raise a son.
摩西准备带就是让以色列百姓准备进迦南地的时候，摩西站在这个约旦河的东岸看这个西岸，说的这段话。
And Moses is stand when you look at the promised land, he said this word.
虽然摩西没有办法进去，但是他从信心里面已经看见说，这个是牛奶与蜜之地啊。
Even Moses does not have the opportunity to get into it, but in faith he already see that land that God gave to him.
那我们再看神怎么说哈。
And look at what God said.
那神说就是刚才我们读的那段话，就是《生命记》十一章那段话哈。
And Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我就不读，我再读后面到十一章的十三节到十五节这么说。
And Deuteronomy chapter 11:13-15 says.
他说：“你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命。”
So if you faithfully obey the command that I've given you today.
爱耶和华你们的神。
To love God, Lord your God.
然后尽心尽性服侍他。
And serve them with all your heart and with all your soul.
他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们地上。
Then I will send the rain on your land in its season.
使你们可以收藏五谷。
So that you may gather in your grain.
新酒和油。
A new wine and oil.
必使你们吃得饱足。
And I will provide bread.
必使田野为你们的牲畜长草。
For your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied.
就是说这个地方好，会变得非常好，非常好。你看，它有五谷、新酒跟油。
So basically, that place can be very good as the grapes and wine and oil.
然后它的草场都长满了草。
And the grass filled with the cows.
这个是一个非常丰富的一个状态。
And this is very abundant situation.
这是迦南地啊。
This is Canaan. This is promised land.
牛奶与蜜之地，这是神应许的哈。
This is what God promised.
所以啊，这个但是呢，它关键是我们怎么来看这个。这块地。
So the point is how we look at this.
怎么来看我们所遭遇的环境
？How we look at the situation we face.
那我们再看耶稣怎么说哈。
So let's look at how Jesus said.
那在马太福音的十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
大家非常熟悉的这个经文。
Everyone's familiar with this verse.
那他这么说，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使他们得安息。”
And he said, "All you weird and heavy burden, come to me. I will make you rest."
对，我心里柔和谦卑。
I'm humble and
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And take up my yoke and learn from me.
像你们心里就必得享安息。
And you will be rest in your heart.
因为我的轭是容易的，我担子是轻省。
Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
这边讲到安息的状态啊。
We talk about the rest.
就是牛奶与蜜之地。
The rest, the situation of rest, is the promised land.
这个时代哈，非常的进步哈。
In this time, it's a lot of progress made.
但是这个时代的人啊，非常不安息。
But this generation, this time is also very unrested.
不管我们哈外表多么的光鲜亮丽，多么的好看。
No matter our appearance looks so wonderful and.
但是我们其实一点都没有平安。
But we don't have a peace and rest.
其实那种安息就是一种平安的状态。
And rest is a peace. It's
这就是耶稣所说的牛奶与蜜之地。
That's what Jesus said. That's the promised land.
所以我们其实都需要，我们的心灵啊，都需要一个安息的地方。
Our heart all need a place to rest.
什么叫安息啊
？What is rest?
不只是那个能够安静哈。
It's not just quiet.
他其实能够放手。
It can be let go.
因为这个时代人一出生以后啊。
In this generation, this time when people was born.
人一出生以后就开始一直不停地抓。
We will be, when we born, since start, we start to grab.
对。就是一直抓抓到最后离开世界。
And grab until we.
我有一天看一个那个非常短的一个就是那种什么那种叫做像那个video 就是那种很短的那个他讲一个人的出生哈、哦、从孩子一出生一直到他最后进棺材他用一个影片把它画就很短的时间大概只有一分钟不到。
When I saw a video for show the person from born to the, go to the coffin, and it's just 1 minute long.
然后你看一直抓抓抓抓到最后进入棺材。
And it just people just like grab until.
但是、啊、耶稣来的时候、啊。
And when Jesus come.
他要叫我们一直放手，放手，放手。
He told us that let it go, let it go.
为什么我们的父母跟孩子关系会那么不好
？Why our parents children relationship is that?
因为父母不要不放手。
Because parents don't want to let it go.
就要抓着。
They always want to grab.
美其名是我爱你。
And it's beautiful. The name is I love you.
然后美其名说我要我有责任要来教养你。
It said I have a responsibility to teach you.
其实我没有放手。
There's a lot of times we don't let it go.
我在印尼的时候，我看那些那个印尼的华人呢、啊。
When I was in Indonesia, I saw the Chinese people.
他们很有钱嘛。
They have a lot. They very well.
然后你看这些小孩哈、啊。
And
都有保姆在带着他们。
If you look at those kids, they all have.
那个我看五六岁的小孩哦
，five six years old.
那个保姆还是拿着条根一直在喂这个孩子。
And the servant is still feed them.
那个你看了以后，你觉得哎呀，真的
you saw that,
这个孩子毁了。如果说他 不觉醒的话
，this child is destroyed.
他现在的台不在在大陆讲的富二代。
In China, mainland China, there's a called the rich second generation.
其实也是一样嘛。
It's the same thing.
他们有我们有我们好不放手的时候啊。
When we cannot let it go.
如果环境很好
if the situation is okay,
经济条件各方面都很好的话
and,
那我们就 我们就在训练一个就是我们叫训练一个无能的人啊。
Basically, we raise a kid is without the ability to do things.
就是我们英文讲得很好英文叫 enable这个人呢 ，to be disabled， 是吧？是吧？其实就是这样。其实我们就是因为我们条件很好啊，我们就一直帮你做，帮你做，然后对不对
？Because we have a very good situation, so we just help the kids do whatever they want.
那但是我们有心里有一个非常不好的动机啊。
But we have a very bad motive.
这是可怕。
This motive is very terrible.
就是我要控制你。
And I want to control you.
因为我有钱啊。
Because I have a money.
对，所以你就要听我的。
So you can.
因为在座很多年轻小孩子。你会不会喜欢这种牛奶盈利之地
Do you like this type of situation?
其实这个其实这都是我们生命的所谓的圣经讲的牛奶盈利之地啊可能我们自己在经验中好像不是这么回事
So in our experience we don't experience what the Bible says the promised land
那像我是那个英文这边有叫英文美国人常讲 A type 跟 B type 两种人大家听过没有对
Okay, so there's two things, A type D, B type of person.
我属于 A type 人
啊。I'm kind of A type of person.
A type 人很难安息的。
A type of person is kind of hardly to get rest.
你就一直要工作工作，一直要。
You always want to work work.
然后一个 project 接一个 project.
One project after another.
那就觉得很有成就感。
I will feel a very.
等到我年纪越来越大的时候。
When I get in older.
其实这个是好事，不是说不好，就是你要。
Keep doing things is good, not necessarily bad.
但是其实过头了。
But you cannot do overdo.
所以到有一天我发现我差一点都要那个英文就叫 burn out.
I was find I'm going to burn out.
我才醒悟过来。
And I wake up.
我才发现说
I find out that
耶稣讲的那个安息的重要性。
The rest, how important the rest.
那个他的轭是容易，他担子是轻省的。
And his yoke is
easy.
Easy and his burden is light.
本来很努力工作是好事。
And hard work is good.
但是哈，我们就变成超越神了。
But what we become is we go beyond what God allow us to.
所以我们就变成不相信神。
And we become depend ourselves rather than depend on God.
那所以就变成就是其实就是我们内心没有安全感。
So that's why inside our heart we don't have a sense of security.
所以我们最重要还是挑战到我们自己哦。
So in the end, we still need to challenge ourselves.
我是不是还要把这个安全感，的信心建立在神的身上？
Should I put on my sense of security in God?
所以这个哈，不管怎么样，我们刚刚讲十个探子说，两个探子说，摩西说，神说，到耶稣说哈。牛奶隐秘之地的意思。
So, from the example we look at, the 10 spies says about what the promised land is, the 2 spies says what the promised land is, what God says, Moses says, and Jesus says, what the true meaning of the promised land
is. 那我们要问自己说。
So we're going to ask ourselves.
那什么是牛奶隐秘之地？
What is the promised land?
其实我们很值得去思考一下。
We need to think about.
那我现在回到刚刚。
So I'll go back to
第十章哈，那边讲到。那神真正的意思是什么？
What the God truly mean.
第十一章的《生命记》十一章的第十节哈，那
the verse ten, chapter eleven, verse ten.
他讲的第一句话讲说，这给你这块迦南地哈，本不像你出来的埃及地。
What he said, number one, the first point is that the land I give to you is not like the land from Egypt.
那然后呢，它是一个有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
There's a mountain valley and the rain will be on this land.
去过以色列的人呢、啊、
And when you go to Israel,
你会发现哈、
哦、，You will know.
看外表
，from the
如果只看外表
，if you just look at the appearance,
那个迦南地啊，是非常不好的一块地方。
The Canaan land is doesn't look that good.
怎么会叫做？牛奶隐秘之地呢
？Why it calls the milk and honey？
它除了长葡萄跟橄榄树，我看
besides the olive and the
grapes, 就没有了
，nothing else。
加利利海还不错
，and
还有点鱼可以吃啊。
加利利是 OK 的。
你到了死海，整个都是
树
毛之地
，and this is just bad land。
所以如果我们今天来看外表来看
，if you look at the outlooking，
绝对没有埃及地来的富。
It really does not have the as rich as the.
那就很有意思，为什么神说我要带你去一块迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地呢
？So that's become interesting. Why God said I'm going to take you to a land that is full of milk and honey?
因为啊，神其实神非常的真实啊。
Because God is real.
神上说是一块有山有谷的一块地方。
God tells us a mountain and valley. That's land.
因为是你讲的很好啊。他说是需要雨水滋润的地方。
And it's the place that need rain to flourish.
有一天我在灵修的时候读这些经文。
One time when I was studying Bible about my own personal time.
那在当这个讲的看到这个需要雨水滋润的地方的时候。
And I see this land.
觉得那个字好像跳起来。
And it's the word rain kind of jump up.
那个为什么这块地方哈？如果
piece of land.
外表来看
，if you look at the outlook,
非常不好。
It's not good.
那是有山有谷哈。
There's a mountain and a valley.
其实是真实的人生啊。
But that's is kind of true reality.
就是有山有谷。
Of a situation.
那都需要雨水来滋润。
There's always need the rain.
那我们再看，他说本不像埃及地啊。
It's just not like Egypt.
他为什么摩西用埃及来形容呢
？Why use Egypt to?
第一个是以色列人都经历过埃及的生活。
Because Israelites had the experience.
那甚至换言之，这个埃及地就是一个非常熟悉的地方。
And they know the land of Egypt is the place they're very familiar with.
那在创世纪十三章的时候，那个索多玛，就是那个亚伯拉罕的那个侄子叫罗德嘛，他们到了那个迦南地的时候，他就看到一块地方非常的好。所以他那时候这样说，对不对
？And also in Genesis chapter 13 and you know Abraham and Lot and Lot find a place that is very good.
他说那个地方啊，就是好像哈那个埃及一样。
And he said that place is like.
换言之，那个地方埃及是非常好的地方。
So basically, Egypt is from.
那这边形容很好，他讲像菜园一样的美好。
So said that place is as good as a garden.
所以像菜园就表示说它可以有很多的生产嘛。
Which means there's a lot of production.
那然后呢？他说好像啊，然后可以就是很容易栽种，像可以用脚来栽种嘛。
And it's also very easy to plant.
那所以他对不起，用脚来浇灌了，就是可以用自己的力量，然后呢自己就可以去浇灌。
Basically, is that place you can use your own feet to irrigate.
那换言之就是。
In other words, you can buy your own strength to do the thing.
那埃及地换言之就是一个非常熟悉的环境。
So, Egypt is the place that is a very similar situation, environment,
一个舒适的地方啊,
a very comfortable,
一个长期的习惯啊,
it's you get accustomed with.
那我们已经而且非常容易的。
It's very easy.
你要改变，我们是很不愿意的。
It's the place that we don't want to change.
所以他想说，不就是本不像。要去的那个迦南地不是像埃及一样。
So God said that the place I'm leading to you is not like Egypt.
那然后他讲说是一个有山有谷的样子是什么样子
？The mountain valleys.
那表示是崎岖不平啊，比较难以耕种的地方。
There's a place is a hard to plant.
然后是一个新的环境，新的挑战
，new environment,
新的地方
，new challenge.
那山的意思。就好像是一种困难嘛，是不容易达到的地方，
mountain,
对吧
？Mountain is kind of symbolize a difficult and
也是一种成功的状态啊。
But it's also symbolizes some kind of achievement.
那但是呢，也是一个比较孤独的一个地方。
And it's also probably is a very lonely place.
那另外是谷呢，就是比较容易达到，比较容易耕种，对吧
？It's a valley will be easy place to easy.
也可以讲说是一个失败的状态哈。
It could be a failure situation.
我会碰到一些挫折的地方哈。
And maybe you run into.
那不管怎么样哈。有山有谷是真实的生命。
But regardless of what, as a mountain, there's a valley, that's a reality of a life.
是不是成为牛奶与蜜之地的关键
whether it become a land of a promise, the key point is,
我们有没有需依靠神来决定
whether we trust God.
就是我们是有山有谷我们都需要上帝天上的雨水来滋润。
In the place of mountain valley, we need the rain from the heaven to.
你看他想说那个像埃，他不像埃及地用脚就可以浇灌，意思吗？我们挑个那个水啊，就可以去浇灌。
He said it's not like a place of Egypt that easy place. You can just by yourself you can irrigate that.
像如果在山顶上你要挑个水上去的话。我看那就很辛苦。
But if it's a place of a mountain and a valley, then it would be very hard to by your own strength you can irrigate that land.
所以不管怎么样啊，它是一个非常就是有好有坏，有困难，有容易，它是一个非常真实的一种状态。
So regardless of what that land is, there's a good, bad, and difficult, easy. That's a very real situation.
Yeah. 所以关键还是在于说，我们会不会去依靠神。
So the key point is whether we can trust God.
其实有山有谷比较有意思。
And I think it is a mountain valley probably is more interesting.
那这生命才多彩嘛。
And so your life will be colorful.
我刚刚去到昆明的时候啊。
When I first time went to Kunming,
那个大概三个月以后。
And three months after that.
那个国安局来找我。
And I have a public bureau, security bureau people come to me.
然后跟我聊天啊。
And talk to me.
其实就再来了解一下我在干什么。
I'm trying to understand what I'm going to do.
然后我就把我的生命故事讲给他。
I just share my life story with him.
我说我是香港出生的。
I was born in Hong Kong.
我六岁到台湾。
I'm 6 years old. I went to Taiwan.
然后呢，我成为战斗机飞行员。
And then I become a fight pilot.
然后呢，我又离开了这个位置，到印尼去服侍。
And then I leave that position and I come to Indonesia.
我就很简单，我把这个整个故事讲。
I just told them to simply tell my story.
他越想，他就越有兴趣。
And the more I talk, he become more interested to me.
那他最后给我一个结论。
And he summarized my story.
他讲说，蔡先生啊。
He said, "Mr. Tai."
他说你这一生啊太精彩。
Your life is really colorful.
其实真的是这样子啊。
Colorful
这翻译的好。其实真的是这样。你看，那他想说哇，他说你为什么不飞行呢、啊、
？And he asked me why you quit your.
有一天那个公安到我家来，来访问我。他问我说，蔡先生。他说：“我建议你还是去飞行比较好。”
He asked me, "Why you quit your job? Why I recommend you become a pilot again?" I said, "Why?"
他说可以赚很多钱啊。
I said, "Because you can make a lot of money."
对，所以你不要看，你看啊，就是人的看见的就是这些东西嘛。
So if you look at this, the people just see all those things.
他想说，他就是你看你赚多少钱嘛。
They just see how much.
那我说我现在做的事情可能比那个赚的钱还有意义啊。
But I said the things I'm doing right now is more meaningful to make money.
那所以我说有山有谷啊。
So I said this life with mountain and valley is good.
不管我今天是在什么状态之下。
No matter what situation I'm in.
关键是哈，我都需要雨水。
The key point is I need rain.
这重点。
That's the point.
我成功也好。我还有需要雨水的意思，我能够感恩呢、啊。
whether I success, I have a success, I need the rain, I can,
我还能够谦卑, 太不容易了,
I can be humble. It's not easy.
对, 那当我碰到困难的时候,
when I face difficult,
那我更需要神,
and I need God more, right?
所以我自己回头来看,
so when I return, look back at my life,
当我离开这个飞行的职, well, 这个, 就是这个空军的职位的时候,
when I left the Air Force,
我开始服侍神的时候,
when I started my,
有一个美国同工嘛, 一个美国人啊,
one of my American co-workers, I've known him for a long time.
It's
about 70 years old now.
他跟我讲了一句话,
he said to me that's
他说从今天开始,
he said from now, today.
以前也是如此, 但是从今天开始更重要, 就是你要完全的依靠神。
And he said that from now today you got completely and I it's about 22 years old 22 years after I quit my
我发现真的是哦,我们真的是需要,随时的依靠神
and I find that really we need to kind of trust God and when I was a pilot I really need trust God.
但是哦, 我都不觉得好像非常需要他,
but I don't feel very needed him.
因为我觉得我的能力很强嘛,
because I think I'm skilled and my power.
反正飞行就天天就这样飞,
because I fly every time I know how to do it.
等到真正自己碰到状况的时候,
when I really into the situation,
这个细节不谈, 反正碰到一个状况的时候你就发现真的我们人还是有限的。
And I don't want to tell detail, but you really find that human being is limited.
人能够承认自己有限制，那这是一个福气。
When we can acknowledge that we are limited, this is a blessing.
人定胜天是一定的。 对不起, 我等一下再解释。
In China, so we can, how do we translate?
那个天不是神，不是神哈。 因为人定胜天就是一种态度，就是说我一种决心啊，我要去征服一些东西，这是好事哈，对不对？
If we're determination to just overcome certain things, that's probably is a good attitude.
But
we have to acknowledge we are limited. So we need a God
to
help us to overcome those
problems,
to reach the goals that I set.
So 不管怎么样，我觉得这才是
whatever do.
所谓的牛奶与蜜之地，我们进入新的一年。The
promised land, and when we come to the new year,
那这成为一个，就是从岁首到年终啊，神都看顾的一年哈。它的关键还是在于我们怎么来看我们今天神给我们的那个部分的是什么样的态度。
If we want to make our life for 2013 from the beginning to end, is the time that God watch over us, that it's we'll start ways we'll look at the situation right now.
所以为什么在年初的时候用这些经文来跟大家分享？
So in the beginning of the year, I want to share this with you.
那我们每个遭遇的状况都不一样。
We may run into different situations.
我们的挣扎也不同。
Our struggle will be different.
我们的挑战也不一样。
Our challenge will be different.
可能有的很好。
Some people could be very smooth life.
可能有的没有那么好。
Someone will be difficult.
不管好与坏，这是人来分解的哈。
Regardless of good or bad, that's just only
according to
people's view. But according to God,
everything is good. 在神来看,
in God's view, whatever the situation we face, we have to have this insight. We have to have that trust. And God, the goodness of God.
而在这个活人之地可以看见神的美善。
We can see the goodness of God in the land of living. And in this, we can trust that we can see the goodness of God in the land of living man. Therefore, in the end of 2003, we can give a thanks to say that God watch over us from the beginning to the end.
所以我就回到那些新西兰的那些同学们。Let's
go back to this, my colleagues and friends in New Zealand.
他们就跟我讲，他说，
They told me,
不是睡到自然醒的问题了。Right
now, it's not the problem of sleep until I wake up myself.
追求的牛奶与蜜之地，让他们失望。
And the land they're seeking for, they pursued, is really disappointing them.
因为不是睡到自然醒的问题。
Because it's not the time that you can wake up by yourself.
而是他们睡不着。
They cannot sleep anymore.
大家同意这句话，对。 今天哈太多人睡不着觉。
A lot of people yeah they cannot sleep.
因为我现在做这个心理辅导嘛。
I'm doing the psychiatrist counseling.
太多睡不着觉的。
There's so many people cannot sleep.
那个美国人很喜欢做统计哈。
American like the statistics.
至少四分之一的，至少四分之一的人哈有失眠的问题。
But a quarter of people have a problem of sleep.
不管怎么样，他的这个跟他的学位多高，他的金钱财富有多少，一点关系都没有。
This has nothing to do with what the degree has, how many money he has.
而是他内心的安息的程度来决定他能不能睡觉。
But that's actually depend on how rest is his heart.
那然后呢，还有些我的同学跟我讲一句话，他说我到了新西兰，天天打高尔夫球。
And I said my colleagues told me when they come to New Zealand, they pray every day.
他说打了一年以后
I'll play golf and
但是太无聊了
And after one year it feels so boring
真的是 boring 真的这人生 人非常奇妙很有意思真的
People is very interesting
当我每天被闹钟叫醒的时候
Every time I wake up by
我的目标就是要能够自然醒
My goal is I want to wake up by myself, not by alarm clock.
然后我事业工作太忙，找不出时间打高尔夫球的时候。
And I'm too busy, cannot play golf.
我就希望有一天我能够天天可以打高尔夫球。
I can hope I play golf every day.
等到他可以自然醒的时候。
When he can wake up by himself.
他睡不着了。
He cannot sleep.
等到他可以天天打高尔夫球的时候。
He can play golf every day.
他觉得太无聊了。
He is so boring.
他不但无聊啊。
It's not only boring.
还有另外一个危机啊。
Another crisis.
他说啊，我跟我老婆没事就天天在厨房就会吵架。
He said if my wife and I have nothing to do, we just argue with each other every day.
对啊，那些妻子说
，And his wife said,
以前这个厨房就是我的。
Before the kitchen is mine.
现在我的老公啊退休了。
Now my husband retired.
就来侵占我的厨房。
And he invaded my space.
对不对？一山不容二虎。
And a mountain can hold two tigers.
所以这就是啊，其实什么，这个是牛奶隐秘之地。
So is that promised land?
所以我后来我也跟我同学讲，我说啊，
finally, I talked to my,
我说你我之间的最大不一样。
And the difference between you and me is,
我说我们整个成长过程几乎都一样。
And we probably grew up at the same time.
然后我们经过学校的教育，
through that
training, 然后进入飞行，
and get, become a
pilot, 然后都成为战斗机飞行员。
And become a,
然后我们飞了几十年以后，
and after,
有些人进入长荣，有些人进入华航，
and someone go to commercial airline.
那有些人已经退休了。
And someone retired.
但是我说今天你我的不同。
But today the big difference between you and me.
我说我有山可以爬。
I have a mountain.
我说你没山可以爬了。
You don't have a mountain.
其实就这么简单。
It's that simple.
对，其实我们在爬山的时候很累。
When we try to climb a mountain, we're tired.
但是很有意思。
But it's meaningful.
这个因为还有活力。
Because there's a
昨天坐了一天的飞机啊。
I fly the whole day last.
你看我从昆明到上海到旧金山再到。这个地方哈 ，Boise 哈
，From Kunming to Shanghai and to San Francisco and to Boise，
这个花了二十几个小时哦
，20 more than 20 hours。
我最缺少什么东西？最需要的什么
？The most
睡觉之外还有很需要的东西，其实就是运动。
And I need sleep.
那因为我反正时差嘛，所以我今天很早就起来。
So this morning I get up very early.
结果我就第一件事情我就去运动嘛，跑步跟那个骑车。
I went to exercise.
其实我们这就爬山嘛。对，这是一种。
Like、a club mountain.
其实爬山的意思就是你有目标了。
Club mountain means that
一定要再找个目标。
You have a goal.
找个山去爬。
You find a mountain.
然后我跟他们讲，我说如果你找不到的话
，So if you can find one，
你到云南来找我。
I、come to Yunnan.
云南非常多的山。
There's a lot of mountain.
不只是有形的山啊。
It's not the visible mountain.
那个 physical mountain.
Physical mountain.、
那还有最重要是有很多人有需要。
And the most important is a lot of people have need.
你们可以贡献。
And you can contribute.
你看，你有钱。
You have money.
有时间。
You have time.
那又很无聊。
And you're boring.
那不做一件好事干了。
Why don't you do something good?
这是真的吗
？That's a real.
你看，那是2006年的事。
2006.
到现在已经2013年了。
It's about 2006.
还没有一个人来找过我。
There's no none of them come to.
所以你看，这个人要改变，人要。愿意哦，非常的困难。
It's a very difficult for people.
只是我没机会去那边而已。就是再去新西兰，我就要挑战他们一下。
And if I go to New Zealand again, I'm going to challenge them again.
所以这就是真相了。
This is the reality.
那我在看那些被困住的人啊，我天天辅导的人啊。
If I see people that will be in bondage.
其实这些人反而可爱一点。
Those people actually.
他们会怎么说呢吗
？They said.
他说我不要再过这种生活。
I said, well, I don't want this type of life.
我要走出来。
I want to walk out.
我要站起来。
I want to stand up.
我要能够胜过吼，不得不然啊。
I want to overcome the situation that I have to.
其实这是一种，这就是开始爬山了，还有目标嘛。
This is the things that start to climb.
所以我说，所以这个这些人啊，才是真正
and those people
真正的是在
really,
留来隐秘之地的那种生活状态。
And they start to have the promised land.
那些我那些同学啊，在新西兰那些同学啊
，my colleagues and my
那个不是牛奶隐秘之地
，that's not the promised land.
那个是离。他讲不好听一点，就是他离那个死亡已经很近了。
And it's a,
啊，真的
，it's a very close to death.
因为没有意义的嘛。
Because there's no meaning.
对，只是觉得说就是这样，每天就起床睡觉就这样子而已。
So everyday routine life is so routine.
那可是这些人在生命中挣扎的人哦。
But those people in the struggle in their life.
但是他找到目标了。
They find their goal.
所以我每次我对这些人我都跟他们说一句话。
So every time I counseling them, I said,
我说我们要感谢神啊。
We will thank God.
我要恭喜你啊。
Well, I congratulate you.
你找到山了。
Because you find the mountain.
因为你的山就是我要站起来，我要走出来。
And your mountain is that you want to stand up.
当一个人在抑郁的时候
，if a person is depressed,
他看什么东西都是灰色的。
He says everything is gray.
都没有希望了。
There's no hope.
但是他看到目标的时候
when he saw a goal,
他要走出来的时候
when he tried to
walk
out,
这个人又活起来了
and the old people become alive.
那我就说你现在在牛奶隐秘之地的状态
and now it's become a,
其实就有希望了
this is hope then.
所以你看在为什么在约书亚在那个就是说那个迦南地完全被征服以后
so it's when the Israelites take over the Canaan and Joshua
对在约书亚记那个加勒说了一句话
，and Caleb said，
他说啊，那时候他85岁哦，他说的
，at that time he is 85 years，
他说把那个山给我
，he said give me that mountain，
那这句话多豪壮
，is very courageous，
那个他能够这样子勇敢的说
，he can，
我需要一座山
，he said I want a mountain，
所以啊，这个精神啊，这个就是牛奶隐秘之地
，this kind of spirit is the promised land，
所以这个是神的真正的牛奶隐秘之地的意思
，that's the true meaning，
是一个要依靠神的地方
，it's the place that we trust，
是一个我们要勇敢面对困难的地方，这种状态哈
，courageous to face the difficult，
所以啊，那个我看过一本书啊，他讲了一句话非常的好。
He said the one thing is kind of interesting.
他说我今天的结束哈。
I will end it with.
他说人什么叫幸福人生呢
？What is the happy?
换言之，我把称作什么叫做牛奶与蜜之地的人生
？In other words, what's the life in the promised land?
他就是有三个事情啊。
He said three things.
第一个是有人可以爱。
Number one is someone you can love.
当你有人可以爱的时候，要真的是非常感谢神。
If you have someone can love, you can thank God.
第二个是有山可以爬。
Secondly, there's a mountain you can climb.
第三个是有事情可以期盼的，就是可以期望。
There's something you can hope for.
这真的是这样子、哦。你看，当你有事情可以期盼啊，
when,
我们可以拿一个很小的事情来看。
When you have something you can hope for, just look at a small thing.
因为我们12月的时候，我们看到一个在现在在国内放了一个叫连续剧啊，还蛮好看的。他讲到那个。改革开放以后那个上海人整个的改变哈，然后开始怎么样来走向物质主义的那种过程大家的挣扎
December we saw a TV series in broadcast in China talk about since the openness of China and then Shanghai people how changed in their lifestyle and turned to the materialism
在那个就是贫穷的状态然后变成非常富裕的那种挣扎
from the poor situation and they become wealth and all the struggles
那我们在看这个连续剧的时候、
when we saw this
一天只播两集嘛
they broadcast two every day
那你看你我跟我太太讲说今天晚上又可以看继续看下面怎么样
we can look at the next two episodes
这一点点小事情可以期盼、啊、就很有意思、啊、
and if you think about it this is such a small thing you can have a hope
你会不会觉得是这样子其实这就是生活嘛
This is the life.
我们不是说我们今天在沉迷在那个事情上。
It's not something we.
而是说，你看我们下班了以后，你看，哎，我开车回家跟忙完一天了，我跟我太太讲，我说，哎，等一下七点半那个。这个结下面是什么样的发展，对吧？那个故事怎么演变
？After one day work, I can talk to my friend at 7:30. You know, we can see what's going to happen and all those things.
不管怎么样哈，我们要牛奶与蜜之地的意思是我们的态度。
It's a promised land. It depends on our attitude.
不是真实的状态。
It's not the actual situation.
所以当我们态度选择，这是上帝给我的。
When we choose that, this is the land that God gave to me.
我就会觉得很好。
I will be think it's good.
所以哈，这个是我想说，在新的一年开始。
It's the beginning of a new year.
用这个来送给大家。
I want to share this with you.
也来鼓励大家来面对这新的一年。
Encourage you to face the new year.
如果我们现在没有人可以爱
，If we don't have people to love，
我们赶快去找个人去爱。
Find a person to love.
没有山可以爬啊！赶快去找个山可以爬。
Find the mountain to climb.
没有事情可以期盼的时候，赶快去找个事情去期盼一下。
Find something to hope for.
真的，不管大小，我们真的要这样做。
Small, we want to practice that.
从我们身边的人开始。
From the people around us, start.
特别是我们自己的家人开始。
From our family.
那个，这个，我相信在座的这些年轻人呢。
I believe all the people sitting here, the young people.
其实他们最需要被爱。
They need love.
人都需要被听见
，and all people need to be heard.
跟被看见
，be seen.
所以我鼓励所有的父母亲啊
，so I encourage each all our parents.
不要只看到孩子的不好
，not just look at the problem that.
他很希望我们看见他做好的地方。
All children want to know that we see what they're doing good.
多告诉他说我看见了
，and we'll tell them that we saw.
对，你给他一点肯定
，they're doing.
我相信他就非常高兴。
Give them a
power. 其实每一个人都喜欢被看见。
And they will be happy.
这就是爱。
And this is the love.
然后我的故事被听见。
And then my story can be heard.
但是我们一般我们都不愿意给的话，就很可惜哈。所以不管怎么样，这就是新的一年的挑战。
That's a new challenge for us.
那所以说，在箴言有一句话讲。
In the proverb, there's a word said.
那耶和华所赐的福啊。耶和华所赐的福哈，是使人富足而不加上忧虑。
And the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, but adds no trouble.
但是我们今天很多人很金钱上很富足，但是非常忧虑。
So a lot of times we have
不管怎么样
there's a very wealth in the money, but we have a lot of worries and troubles.
所以这就是新的一年的开始。
And this is the
让我们一起来经历神啊。
Let's experience God.
让我们能够来到年终的时候啊。我们来述说上帝在我们身上的那个奇妙的作为。
Therefore, in the end of the year, we can tell what the wonderful work that God.
我们什么经验哈？神让我们的生活啊，我们的环境成为一个牛奶与蜜之地。
We can experience how God make our life become a promised land.
如果你们今年的年终那个感恩聚会的时候
，If in the end of this year when you have a Thanksgiving gathering.
那如果我有荣幸的话，能够在这边的话，来听听大家分享。
If I have honor, I hope I can visit again and see your Thanksgiving.
好，我们一起祷告，好了哈。
Let's pray.
天父，我们要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你就是爱。
Because you're love.
在我们还不可爱的时候。
Even that time we're not.
你们就你就爱我们。
You loved us.
你也没有应许天色常蓝。
You didn't promise that the sky is always blue.
但是你却应许我们。
But you promised that.
就是让我们能够走在路上有光亮。
You promised that we have a light on our path.
让我们能够有一个选择一个好的态度来面对生命的种种。
So we have a choice to have a good attitude towards all the things in our life.
而且让我们能够来依靠你。
And let us can trust you, depend on you.
因为所有的事情都会过去。
Because all the things will pass away.
都不可靠。
Nothing will be trustworthy,
但是你是最可靠
but you are trustworthy,
而且你永远与我们同在
and you will be
你永远爱我们
you love us all
不管我们今天在什么状态之下
regardless of what the situation we are in,
今天我们就来选择来依靠你
today we come to choose to depend on you
我们要在这新的一年里头
in this new year
我们要来走一条就选择走一条依靠你的道路
we want to choose the road that trusts you and
不管在什么状况之下
regardless of what the situation
不管在我生命的哪一个部分
regardless of what the section in my life,
我都要
来依靠你。
I want to depend on you.
我都要奉献给你。
I want to offer myself to
you. 神啊，求你祝福我们。
Lord, ask you bless us.
来保守我们。
And keep us.
让我们来经验到岁首到年终，你的眼目都看顾。
Let us experience from the beginning and to the end of this year that you watch over us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣的名。
I pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。